Hey, Tawny. Nick and Spicoli with Sweet 98.5.
Hi.
Hi. Congratulations, top teacher.
Thank you so much. That's so cool.
What do you think you did to earn this title?
Wow. I have worked with a lot of really great people, and I've gotten some really great ideas over the years, and I really love teaching, and I've always wanted to teach. Maybe just my love for it, I guess.
How long have you been a teacher?
I taught at Rosehill for 6 years, and then these last 4 years at Jefferson Elementary.
Well, this person says about you, you are truly exceptional. You go way above and beyond to make sure your students have the resources to be successful. And that means spending a lot of your time and money to enrich the classroom and the materials. And also, they say, if all teachers went above and beyond like Tawny, our school systems would be thriving.
Oh, my goodness. That is such a nice thing to say.
You are a difference maker. And in your decade-long career, you've taught kindergarten through third?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, I would imagine there's a big difference in your approach to teaching kindergartners or third graders.
It's been really, really cool to switch grade levels, actually, because the kids are different, the way they process is different, and the curriculum you teach is different. It was really fun to learn about kind of at what stage they learn different things, and now I teach first grade, which is right in the middle of all of that, so I know what they needed to know, and I know what they'll need to know next year, so I'm in like a really good spot right now.
We both have kids in kindergarten and one in third grade. What's your advice?
Oh my goodness. Kindergarten advice and third grade advice, actually, I would say would be the same. Read to them every day, talk to them every day, play with them every day.
If we could ask our kids one question every day after school, what would that be?
I would ask them if they did anything they were proud of that day.
Fill that cup a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
How do you show up every day with what this person who nominated you says, with unbelievable enthusiasm? How do you do that day in and day out, especially over the last almost 3 years now after everything's been so tough?
Honestly, that's the really easy part because I've always taught really little kids. And they can go through this pandemic and have all this really unfair stuff happen to them, and they come to school happy every day to see you. So it's really easy to be happy because they all love their teacher, and if you're happy, they're happy. And so it's really the kids. I'm just happy to see them every morning.
That is a job that is not for the faint of heart. It is not a job for everybody to go in and do it well.
It is a hard job, but it's the best job ever.
Thank you for being a top teacher. You're going to be getting some goodies. You'll be scoring $100 cash, school supplies, teacher lounge treats, and a whole lot more.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. That's so sweet of you guys.
Well, it's not just us. Our friends over at Huntington Learning Center, DiGiorgio Sportswear, and Ronald McDonald House all coming together to show a little bit of appreciation and say thank you for everything that you do.
Yeah, thank you for being a top teacher.
Oh, man. That means so much.